Marcel Mfoche.
Hello, Sheta. Good morning and thanks for joining us on this edition of Morning Sports. In our top stories, the six athletes to represent Team Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris have intensified training ahead of the event that gets underway in under 9 days. Supporters of Panthère Dundé have raised over 70 million francs to help the team better prepare for the upcoming football season in Cameroon. And out of the country, Carlos Alcaraz has retained his Wimbledon title after defeating Novak Djokovic in the 2024 men's singles final in London. The top management of Panthère Sportive Dundé have taken the commitment to derive some novel strategies that will enable the team to play at least the Cameroon Cup final and equally feature among the top three best teams in the M10 Elite One Championship this forthcoming football season. This was during the ordinary congress in Bangante, where supporters and sympathizers of the club raised over 70 million francs in the presence of the honorary president, Minister Celestine Kecha-Coutez. Kevin Nembo reports.
Panthère Sportive Dundé have started sharpening its teeth in order to better slice their opponents when the 2024-2025 MTN Elite One football season resumes. Meeting in their ordinary congress in Bangangte, supporters and sympathizers from different parts of Cameroon and beyond raised over 70 million CFA francs for their club to begin preparations. The Honorary President, Minister Celestine Kecha-Coutez, expressed total satisfaction and reassured the club of her constant support. To put words into action, she offered a new boss to the club on the spot.
I'm very proud on what I've seen. The quality of the organization and also the mobilization of all the Ndé people and their friends. I will continue to support them as the honor president.
The ordinary session also saw the evaluation and adoption of the provisional budget for Panthère for the new football season. Report on the logistical situation of the team, the date for recruitment of new players, and the start of training, installation of various bureau members of the support committees nationwide and abroad. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bangangte.
The six athletes to represent Cameroon at the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, France, have intensified training ahead of the event that gets underway in under 9 days. Team Cameroon will be competing for medals in athletics, judo, table tennis and swimming at the Global Sports Bonanza. Details with Harrison Ashu Tiku.
Athletics, judo, table tennis and swimming are the disciplines that the six Cameroonian athletes to take part in the 2024 Olympic Games will compete in. Emmanuel Essemi and Linda Angunu are involved in athletics. 100 meters gold medalist in the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana, 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, and Francophonie Games in Kinshasa. Emmanuel Essemi is one of the flag bearers of Team Cameroon. His teammate in athletics, Linda Angunu, won bronze medal in the just-ended African Athletic Championship in Douala, bronze in the African Games in Accra, Ghana, and the Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey. 2010 Africa Table Tennis Champion Sarah Hanfu is the most experienced athlete in Team Cameroon. The 37-year-old will be making her third Olympic Games appearance in Paris this July after competing in the 2012 edition in London, England, and 2021 in Tokyo, Japan. 34-year-old judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela is another flag bearer of Team Cameroon. Sopimbela is African champion in the less than 78 kilogram category. 21-year-old Mabela Ngwelo and 17-year-old Sejo Ngiche are invited to represent Cameroon in swimming. It will be the first Olympic appearance for the two swimmers trained in Douala.
Thank you, Harrison Ashutiku. Cameroon has won the 14th edition of the Central African Karate Championship that ended last Sunday in Yaounde with a total of 39 medals, 27 in gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze. It was the second victory for Cameroon after the election of the president of the country's federation, Bertin Ndongmo, as Secretary General of the Central African Karate Federation's Union during the elective General Assembly that preceded the championship. Ben Collins Nyueberuo has a roundup of the 14th African Zone 4 Karate Championship.
For 27 times, the chorus of the national anthem of Cameroon was played at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé that welcomed the 14th African Zone 4 Karate Championship. The host stood tall from the start of the competition to the end with all the 39 athletes that represented the country winning medals, 27 in gold, 7 silver and 5 bronze. The president of the Cameroon Karate Federation, Bertin Ndongmo, said the victory is a fruit of collective efforts.
We want to thank the government of Cameroon. They give all we need to prepare and organize this competition. We want to thank also all the country who came to Cameroon. We want to thank also the World Karate Federation. We are going to participate to develop karate in all this country.
144 athletes from 7 African countries took part in the competition. The Democratic Republic of Congo, that was represented by 21 athletes, finished second with 17 medals, 6 in gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze, while Congo completed the podium with 10 medals, 3 in gold, 3 silver and 4 bronze. Athletes from Gabon, Burundi, Chad and Equatorial Guinea also won medals for their countries. The director of competition, Oscar Chofo, admitted it was a successful event.
This is the first time the Central Africa region that we are having 7 countries with athletes. The technical level is good. Cameroon has faced many challenges from the Democratic Republic of Congo, from Congo and also from Burundi, who was a very great surprise. That shows that the level of competition was very good.
The next international rendezvous for karate athletes will be the African Championship that is scheduled for Tunisia this September.
The East Sports League has once again organized its usual sports walk activity aimed at encouraging city dwellers to maintain good health. The activity, which took place under the coordination of East Governor Grégoire Mvongo, assembled people from all walks of life in the city. Our reporter Bennett Akame Ondua brings us details from CRTV East in Betwa.
United Energies around sports in promoting a harmonious living together. These, among others, is the purpose of the popular sports walk organized every second Saturday of every month in the town of Betwa by the East Sports League under the coordination of Governor Grégoire Mvongo.
Cette marche c'est pour mettre la population de l'Est en santé.
This sports walk is to help the people of Betwa maintain good health. The sports league has decided to continue the activity every second Saturday of the month under the patronage of the East Governor, who has permitted and supports the activity.
From the ceremonial ground, CRTV Junction, Camp Sik, Dabaji Roundabout, with the Betwa ceremonial ground as its destination, the athletes appreciated the initiative and expressed the willingness to repeat the exercise.
I decided to adhere to this activity because of the community and the population. And when I do sport, I am not tired since we are many of us, so it's nice.
Workers, unemployed people, various authorities and people of all ages who participated will certainly want to have a healthy mind in a healthy body. Betwa. Benetta Kameondua, CRTV.
And out of the country, Carlos Alcaraz has retained his Wimbledon title after defeating Novak Djokovic in the 2024 Wimbledon men's singles final in London on Sunday. This victory makes the Spaniard only the 8th player in history to win the first 4 Grand Slam men's singles finals of his career. Details with journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe.
The 2024 men's single final on Sunday saw the Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz beat Serbian Novak Djokovic to claim the back-to-back title. Alcaraz registered a dominant win over Djokovic in the first 2 sets with a 6-2, 6-2 win, but Djokovic bounced back during the last set and pushed the game to a tiebreaker. Alcaraz, however, demonstrated full determination to claim a clinical win on the center court. This resulted to a 7-6 win for Carlos Alcaraz, giving him the valuable Wimbledon crown. With his 2-hour-27-minute win, Alcaraz becomes the second man to win his first Grand Slam finals. He is also the sixth man to win the Roland Garros Wimbledon double in the same year.
That wraps up this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News, read by Marcel Mfochie.